Greenwich Village set the pattern. Since the 70s, a dwelling place for artists and writers who settled there because living was cheap, the village had long enjoyed a dubious reputation for bohemianism and eccentricity. It had also harboured enough major writers, especially in the decade before World War I, to support its claim to being the intellectual centre of the nation. After the war, it was only natural that hopeful young writers, their minds and pens inflamed against war, babbitry, and puritanical gentility, should flock to the traditional artistic centre, where living was still cheap in 1919, to pour out their newfound creative strength, to tear down the old world, to flout the morality of their grandfathers, and to give all to art, love, and sensation. Soon, they found their imitators among the non-intellectuals. As it became more and more fashionable throughout the country for young persons to defy the law and the conventions and to add their own little matchsticks to the conflagration of flaming youth, it was Greenwich Village that fanned the flames. Bohemian living became a fad. Each town had its fast set, which prided itself on its unconventionality, although in reality, this self-conscious unconventionality was rapidly becoming a standard feature of the country club class and its less affluent imitators throughout the nation.